Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Starting off with Larry Ridley, who plays the bass in a band led by cornetist Ruby Braff. And I'm going to chase tunes, that is, play the influences on Ridley and Braff back and forth for you, so you can understand how that works in this art, like in any art, a matter of fact. Ruby Braff's band in 1969 was in Paris, recorded by BYG Records. Braff cornet, George Ween piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ridley on bass, and Don LeMond on the drums. And up first is Louis Armstrong's cornet, Chop Suey. What I'm going to do is play the original, that is the one that Braff would have listened to as a kid. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Chicago, 1926, cornet, Chop Suey.
Thank you.
Cornet Chop Suey, the original, and then Ruby Braff's band in Paris doing it. Influences, and if you listen to the program, you know I'm in alphabetical order of some of the artists, excuse me, and with the letter R, for Larry Ridley playing bass in Braff's band there. Armstrong's Hot Five, 1926, Louis playing the cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, and Ruby Braff's band with Braff cornet, George Wein piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Larry Ridley string bass, Don LeMond on the drums. You might remember him from Woody Herman's band. Same arrangement now, but a different time for Louis. His band, 1936, for Decca, did a composition written by violinist Stuff Smith, Carmen Wells, and Mitchell Parrish called It's Wonderful. And Louis will sing it and play his trumpet now. He's on the trumpet. Benji Madison plays the tenor saxophone solo at the piano, the leader of the band that backed Louis pretty much throughout the entire decade of the 1930s, Louis Russell, playing the piano and did the arrangement. And then we'll hear Ruby Braff's band. It's Wonderful.
It's wonderful to look into your eyes and realize you care a little bit. It's wonderful to know that you love me. It's glorious to feel that I'm a part of you, sweetheart. To share your happiness is marvelous. Our lovely love can be. Ooh, dream that I'd be allowed through the doorway of heaven. I'm drifting high on a cloud. You're an angel, and this is heaven, Mama. It's wonderful to have your lips divine combine with mine and dream forevermore. It's wonderful to know that you love me. Oh, babe, you love me too. Thank you.
tracing a composition by Stuff Smith called It's Wonderful. First with Louis Armstrong, 1938, and a Louis Russell arrangement for him. And then a Ruby Braff Band in Paris, 1969, for BYG Records in their version. Braff Cornet, George Wein Piano, Barney Kessel Guitar, Larry Ridley, the alphabetical person, on string bass, and Don Lamond on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Kell's Irish Restaurant. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Kell's serves traditional Irish fare made with fresh local ingredients. Live music every evening. Information on reserving Kell's banquet rooms for weddings, wakes, or hoolies at kellsirish.com or 206-728-1916.
I mentioned Louis Russell, L-U-I-S, Russell, and backing Louis Armstrong throughout the 1930s almost. He, Russell, had his own band in the late 20s and a very good one, the big band I'm going to tell you about right now. We're going to hear two from 1929 for OK Records. Henry Red Allen plays the trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham, trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Charlie Holmes alto, the tenor sax work of Teddy Hill, the rhythm section, Russell piano, Will Johnson banjo or guitar, Pops Foster bass, Paul Barberin on the drums.
Thank you. got your can. Here comes the garbage man. In the morning, take out your can. Here comes the garbage man. In the evening, take out your can. Here comes the garbage man.
Russell and his band, 1929 for OK Records, Jersey Lightning, written by him, and The New Call of the Freaks, written by him with Paul Barbarin. Henry Red Allen's beautiful trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham's great trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Charlie Holmes, alto saxophonist, Teddy Hill, tenor saxophone, Russell on piano, Will Johnson bass, banjo and guitar, Pops Foster bass, and Paul Barbarin out of New Orleans playing the drums, 1929, Louis Russell. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Pacific University, offering an MBA built on ethics, academics, and practical application, with a goal to prepare students for a future in principled leadership. Information and open house dates on SPU's work-compatible MBA is at spu.edu. Engaging the culture, changing the world.
One of the early masters of arranging sound so that it could be played by a number of people and recorded within 3 minutes was Don Redman. He set in motion so much of what was to happen afterwards and the arranging part of it, as well as thinking about sections and how they work together. Much the same as you would do in dance or anything else, for that matter, a movie. He, Don Redman, and Andy Rezap, the great lyricist, got together and did a masterpiece. And in 1973, Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass would like to do it for you.
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good too? There's nothing too good for a girl that's good and true. For Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Thank you. treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, hey, 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 now, to you. There's nothing in this world too good for a girl that's good and true, baby. Hey. You a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, great big flashy Cadillac and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do.
Fitzgerald and Joe Pass for you, and G Baby Ain't I Good to You, written by Don Redman and lyric by Andy Razaf. The Fitzgerald Pass was 1973 for Pablo Records. Shorty Rogers now, trumpet player, arranger, composer, very busy in the art for many years. In Los Angeles in 1953, he was a member of Teddy Charles and the New Directions Four. And that means Shorty Rogers trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre on tenor saxophone. On the vibes, Teddy Charles on the bass, Curtis Counts. And on drums, Shelly Mann. Two of them for you. Free, written by Rogers. And Evolution, written by Giuffre. Shorty Rogers there alphabetically in this program. If you just started listening to this, I'm doing the alphabet of some of the artists. And in the letter R, Shorty Rogers trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre tenor saxophone, on vibes, Teddy Charles, the leader of the band, which is called the New Directions Four, and Curtis Count, string bass, Shelly Man on drums, L.A. 1953 for Prestige. Shorty Rogers wrote one called Free, and Jimmy Giuffre one called Evolution. And it's interesting over the history of any time, actually, new words coming in. Right after World War II, atomic. There was actually a small label out of Los Angeles called Atomic. Big deal. Then nuclear. Oh, my goodness. Teddy Charles and the New Directions 4 with Shorty Rogers. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Gallery of Cosmetic Surgery, the office of Drs. Craig Jonoff and Alex Sobel, presenting The Mommy Makeover, Advanced Techniques in Both Surgical and Non-Surgical Restoration of the Feminine Figure. Details and newsletter sign-up at CosmeticSurgeryForYou.com.
Let's go to Richmond, Indiana, and the Star Piano Company. All right, the day is 1930. And most companies, not most, but many companies had wanted to get in on the record business because it was so big at the time. And the Star Piano people made some wonderful records. Jeanette, J-E-N-N-E-T-T. I think they did Champion also, maybe a few others. Nevertheless, we're in Richmond, Indiana, and the Jeanette record company there, and Bayless Rose, B-A-Y-L-E-S-S-R-O-S-E, is coming in with his guitar and his voice.
Told me play that jack and trade. Every time when that deal would go down, I would leave on that two-faced and trade. Call me your dog when I'm gone, 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 honey. Call me your dog when I'm gone. When I come back with a $10 bill, I ain't where you've been so long. Where'd you get that dress you wear, the shoe that you wore so fine? Got my dress from a railroad man, shoes from a driver in the mine. when I'm gone. It's when I come back with a $10 bill. Honey, where you've been so long? Get my dice in Cuban. Played my cards in Spain. It's when I get ready, well, to leave this town, I'm gonna ride that faithful train. Nobody's brown. Said I didn't come here, honey, to take nobody's brown. I'm just a poor man, babe, I just walked in your town. From ashes, from ashes, mama, from dust to dust. From ashes, from ashes, woman, from dust to dust. Just show me a woman that any poor man can trust. Till I laid and talked with my brown all night long. Till I laid and talked to my woman all night long. So I teach that woman, teach her right from wrong. Mississippi River, woman as deep and wide. Mississippi River, deep and wide. Couldn't see my brownie from this other side. Said, run, yeah, woman, look what you've done, done. Said, run, yeah, woman, look what you've done, done. You made me love you, now your man done come. She yawned, she's mine, she's someone else's too. She yawned, she's mine, she's someone else's too. She yawned, she's mine, she's someone else's too. Just any woman, good Lord, she will do.
Bayless Rose playing his guitar and singing for you, a couple of them. Black Dog Blues and Original Blues. In Richmond, Indiana, June 1930 for Jeanette Records. Bayless Rose. Now, 1950, Wally Rose, no relation, not a guitarist or a singer, but a piano player. For Good Time Jazz Records, he's going to play for you now a couple of Joplin Rags. Thank you. Ragtime. Well, that starts with R, doesn't it? And so does Wally Rose. 1950 at the piano for Good Time Jazz Records. Squire Gerschbach playing string bass, Minor Hall on drums, and Two Rags by Scott Joplin. Gladiolus and Easy Winners. Wally Rose. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Wally Rose now, back from 1950 to 1941 in San Francisco, when he was making a name for himself as a member of Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band for Jazzman Records. Waters and Bob Scobie played the trumpets, Turk Murphy on trombone, Ellis Horn clarinet, Rose at the piano, Clancy Hayes and Russ Bennett on banjos, Dick Lammy on brass bass, and Bill Dart playing the drums. Rose at the piano in Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band, San Francisco, 1941, for Jazz Man Records. Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag and Jelly Roll Morton's original Jelly Roll Blues. Waters and Scobie on trumpet and Turk Murphy trombone, Ellis Horn's beautiful clarinet there, Rose piano, Clancy Hayes, and Russ Bennett, banjos, Dick Lammy on tuba, and Bill Dart playing the drums right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Resolution Washington, with 20 dispute resolution centers statewide offering mediation, training, and alternative conflict resolution for families, businesses, neighbors, and workplaces. Information and locations at resolutionwa.org.
For all of you that called me and wrote to have some Annie Ross, here is Annie Ross for you, coming in on her own pretty much, with a fine band behind her, Zoot Sims tenor, Russ Freeman piano, Jim Hall guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. The time is 1959. The record company is World Pacific Records.
I ran around with my own little crowd. Usual laughs, not often, but loud. And in the world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after a ring on a merry-go-round, just having my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I've spent the loneliest yesterdays every day in your arms. I know for once in my life I'm living, had a good time every time I went out. Romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you. yesterdays, every day. In your arms, I know, for once in my life, good time. Every time I went out, romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you. I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. Well, I have a trick with a knife that I'm learning to do. But everything I've got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist. I got the perfect bits to give your neck a twist. Well, I have a hammerlock hold and I've mastered a few. But everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not just for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. Well, I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got belongs to you. Get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not good for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. I have a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot. But everything I've got belongs to you.
Annie Ross, a couple of them for you. 1959 for World Pacific Records. And what'd we hear? I Didn't Know About You, written by Duke Ellington and lyric by Bob Russell. It was originally a 1940-something, 42, 43 recording by Ellington called Sentimental Baby. Got changed in there somewhere. And Everything I've Got Belongs to You, another R person, Richard Rodgers. And Lorenz Hart from a 1942 musical called By Jupiter. Behind her, Zoot Sims tenor saxophone, Russ Freeman on piano. Jim Hall guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, Mal Lewis on the drums, 1959. All right, let's see where we're going to go here. I'm going to poke a button or two just to move things along. You don't know what I do at home is to put stuff on a erasable CD, which is a real blessing. I started here in July of 1982, and I used to bring two suitcases filled with LPs. I got stopped at the door every day. But it's me. You saw me last week. You know, that sort of thing. Sonny Rollins coming in to play his tenor in the Miles Davis Sextet, 1951. This early stuff isn't played enough, so I'm going to do this. For Prestige Records, Miles, trumpet, Sonny Rollins, tenor, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Walter Bishop playing the piano, Tommy Potter bass, Art Blakey on the drums, and this is called Blueing. Miles getting a word in there. Sonny Rollins with the Miles Davis Sextet, 1951, for Prestige and one Davis roll call, Blueing, playing the blues. Miles trumpet and Sonny Rollins tenor, Jackie McLean alto saxophone, Walter Bishop piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Blakey on the drums, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jazz in the Olympics, a traditional jazz festival in Fort Angeles. This three-day event features 11 jazz bands performing in four separate venues. New this year, swing music with dance lessons between sets. All day Saturday at the Elks. Information online at jazzolympics.com.
Now to Los Angeles and out to the beach, to the Lighthouse, famous place for jazz at a certain time. Here, 1952, Howard Rumsey, bass player, who got a bunch of guys together to play all the time, jam sessions. It was a wonderful place to be. Maybe you were there. I hope so. Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars started out with their own label, the Lighthouse label. That's what this is. They went to Contemporary. Shorty Rogers, trumpet, Milt Bernhardt, trombone, Jimmy Giuffre and Bob Cooper, tenor saxophones, Frank Patchen on the piano, Rumsey bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Shorty Rogers wrote this. It's called Swing Shift. Rumsey, his bass, and his Lighthouse All-Stars for Lighthouse Records, 1952, recorded in L.A. And Swing Shift, double meaning there, kind of fun. Swing Shift and Swingin'. Shorty Rogers wrote that. He played the trumpet there as well. Now, let's go to 1928, and Martha Copeland, she's going to come in here. And her name doesn't start with an R, but the composer of this composition does. The composition is called I Ain't Your Hen, Mr. Fly Rooster, all done by Andy Rezav. For Columbia Records, Martha Copeland.
Away from my shack, cat, don't you ever come back, never no hug, and never no kiss, furthermore remember this, I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard, here's one chicken, you ain't picking, the day you try you find it hard. When you hear me cackle, don't you stop and scratch. Hold your counting chickens that will never hatch. I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard. man. The day you try, you find it hard. You and I ain't never born to come to terms. Find some other chicken, I don't need your worms. I ain't to him, Mr. Fly, Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard.
Martha Copeland, 1928 for Columbia Records. Andy Rezaeff wrote it. I ain't your hand, Mr. Fly Rooster. Excuse me. Bubba Miley playing the cornet behind her, and J.C. Johnson on the piano. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Very happy to be with all of you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Swiss Water Decaffeination Process, a coffee decaffeination method that never uses methylene chloride or ethyl acetate. Swiss Water Process removes caffeine using pure water. On the web at SwissWater.com. Swiss Water Process. Decaf coffee without compromise.
Okay. Ready to go. I'm going to erase that one. Now the bass saxophonist Adrian Rollini. That's right. Bass saxophone was around early on in the art, more than it is now. Anthony Braxton, I think, uses it. He even uses a contra bass saxophone. There have been others. But Rollini, Adrian Rollini, is the star of the time, and that is the late 20s. I brought him with one session that he made with trombonist Smith Mole and his Little Molars, which means Red Nichols, who did the arranging primarily, on cornet, Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Fud Livingston, clarinet and tenor saxophone, Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone, Arthur Schutt at the piano, Dick McDonough, banjo, Eddie Lang, guitar, Vic Burton on drums. Up first, Livingston's Feeling No Pain.
Thank you.
bass saxophonist Adrian Rollini with Miff Mole and his Little Molars, 1927 for OK Records. We heard two by clarinetist tenor saxophonist Fud Livingston, Feeling No Pain and Imagination. An amazing band, really, in the fact that I said that Nichols did most of the arranging. He did, but it was cooperative. Many of the ensemble contributed to the arrangements, and how wonderfully they tapestry together, in a sense. And within 3 minutes of one side of a 10-inch 78 record. We'll hear four more, original Dixieland one-step, which came out of the head of Joe Jordan and Nick LaRocca and J. Russell Robinson. My Gal Sal, which was a pop ballad of the time, written by Paul Dresser, who changed his name because of whatever reason. He was the brother of novelist Theodore Dreiser. You may remember Theodore Dreiser's work. And then a couple, Honolulu Blues and The New Twister. Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone with Miff Mole and his Little Molars.
Thank you.
Master of the bass saxophone with Miff Mole, his trombone, and his Little Molars, 1927 for OK Records. We heard in that portion original Dixieland One Step, My Gal Sal, Honolulu Blues, and the New Twister. A magnificent band, and as I said, to be able to arrange for everybody in a manner that was artistic and had everything going together for 3 minutes, and it worked out with solos and ensembles. Quite something. Red Nichols, cornet, Mole, trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Fud Livingston, tenor saxophone, Rollini, bass saxophone, Arthur Shutt on the piano, Dick McDonough, banjo, Eddie Lang, guitar, Vic Burton on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Many of you, I gave out my email address, I do every once in a while, and I got 324 messages. All of them, thank you very much for that, and I went through them as much as I could so far. And many wanted to hear Jimmy Rainey, R-A-N-E-Y, great guitarist. So here he is for Prestige, 1953. And with him, Stan Getz, tenor saxophone, Hal Overton on piano, Rainey guitar, Red Mitchell, bass, Frank Azzola on drums. Thank you. For the many of you who wrote me and wanted to hear Jimmy Rainey, there he was, his quintet, 1953, for Prestige. One he wrote called Signal, and one Thelonious Monk wrote called Round About Midnight. Stan Getz on tenor, Hal Overton playing the piano, Rainey guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, and Frank Azzola on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering the first MBA in sustainable business, now seeking business leaders for the new green economy. Information session Tuesday, April 21st. Details online at bgiedu.org.
Now from one Rainey to another, this one is Ma Rainey, and she spells her name R-A-I-N-E-Y. And her voice is important. It's important also for establishing herself, knowing about herself, and talking about it as artists do. That's what art is about. It brings out you and presents you. And as you and I both know, a lot of people are afraid to do that, but it helps. It really does. For Paramount Records in Chicago, 1928, here is Ma Rainey with her Tub Jug Washboard Band.
To you, I don't bite my tongue. You want to be my man, you got to fail to win to win you some. Even Adam, in the garden, take the chance. Adam didn't take time to get his pants. You hear me talking to
thank you.
want the whole world to know. This day I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. There must have been women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. Cause the fair I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
Ma Rainey, 1928 in Chicago for Paramount Records. Two of them she did. Hear Me Talking to You and Prove It on Me. Accompanied by her Tub Jug Washboard Band. Ma Rainey. Now to Bill Russo, trombonist, arranger, composer, and great teacher. Lived most of his life out in Chicago. I first talked about him with my friends when I was hearing him with Stan Kenton's band. And I got to know Bill a little bit at the end of his life. I was phoning him and asking him questions about technical matters and so on and so forth. And he was very nice to gather in and talk with me about those. So from 1953, to start out with Stan Kenton, this is an arrangement Russo did of Richard Rodgers' 1936 composition, There's a Small Hotel. It comes from the musical On Your Toes. The alto saxophone soloist is Lee Konitz. The guitarist is Sal Salvador. And the pianist is Stan Kenton.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton's Orchestra 1953 with an arrangement for the orchestra by Bill Russo of There's a Small Hotel. Up next, a little faster composition, same time, and Russo's arrangement of Gershwin's 1924 hit for Lady Be Good called Fascinating Rhythm. Stan Kenton and Bill Russo's arrangement of Fascinating Rhythm by George Gershwin. Soloists Frank Rossellino, trombonist, Richie Kambuka, tenor saxophone, Lee Konitz, alto saxophone, and Bill Holman, tenor. Chris Connor sang in the band at this time, and Russo was asked to do something for her. And, of course, you want to compliment the singer and make it so that she and her powerful areas of vocalizing will be seen and heard the best. This is a Joe Green composition called All About Ronnie. Joe Green wrote some things historically that are important to a lot of people. Across the Alley from the Alamo, and a beauty called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. All About Ronnie, Chris Connor. The muted trumpet is Connie Condoli. Bill Russo's arrangement, Stan Kenton's band. Embrace.
need for wine. The champagne is Ronnie.
Russo's work as an arranger for a vocalist with Stan Kenton, Chris Connor singing for you. All About Ronnie, written by Joe Green. Muted Trumpet by Connie Condoli. And what I've played so far is the job of the arranger, and Russo was first rate at it in doing somebody else's composition and putting it together for the musicians in the band. Now, a couple of originals by Russo, and of course he would arrange it for the orchestra. Bacante, featuring the conga work of Candido Camero and Frank Rossellino's trombone and Charlie Mariano's alto saxophone.
Thank you.
Bacchante by Bill Russo and performed by Stan Kenton, 1953, featuring Candido Camero on conga, Frank Rossolino on trombone, Charlie Mariano on alto saxophone. Bacchante. And last, from 1954, Touch of the Poet, of course, of Bill Russo, in Remembering the Great Oakland, California Dance Hall, by the name of Sweets, S-W-E-E-T-S. That's the name of the composition. Buddy Childers plays the trumpet solo, Milt Gold the trombone, Davy Shilkraut the alto. By Bill Russo, written and arranged for Stan Kenton's orchestra in 1954 for Capitol Records, Buddy Childers' trumpet, Milt Gold's trombone, Davy Shilkraut's alto saxophone. Bill Russo, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Morgan's Kitchen and Bath Centers, proud to carry Belmont and Amaro Cabinetry, manufactured by Pacific Crest Industries in the Northwest since 1988. Morgan's in Ballard and Wallingford, specializing in plumbing, heating, electrical, and lighting. Information at morgansonline.com.
I'd like to return now to ragtime and chase a ragtime composition by Scott Joplin called Weeping Willow Rag. He performed this, it was written in 1903, and he performed it in 1916. We will hear that. And then, chasing that composition, go from 1916 to 1979 and hear what Henry Threadgill, Fred Hopkins, and Steve McCall would like to do with it. Thank you. Chasing a Scott Joplin Rag, Weeping Willow Rag, written 1903 and played by Scott Joplin, 1916. Then, from 1979, a trio called Air, Henry Threadgill on alto saxophone, Fred Hopkins string bass, and Steve McCall on drums, and their version of Scott Joplin's Weeping Willow Rag. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau. With tours of the last frontier, Denali National Park, and the Arctic Wilderness, Fairbanks acts as a gateway to Alaskan adventure and summer's land of the midnight sun. Information online at explorefairbanks.com.
I'd like to end the program today with Butch Thompson doing a solo performance of Scott Joplin's 1907 Heliotrope Bouquet. Butch Thompson performing Scott Joplin's Heliotrope Bouquet, written in 1907, and Butch Thompson's recording in 1997 for Daring Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.